Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We are joined so regularly by astrophysicist to the stars, professor in astrophysics at Swinburne University and lead scientist of Australia's Science Channel, Alan Duffy. But never have I been more excited than today because he's in hot demand today. Good morning, Alan Duffy.
Good morning, Sammy J.
What a day for you. Have you slept much?
Yeah. I've been up for a while, I'll be honest with you. This is pretty exciting news.
Take the listeners through it if they're just waking up and they don't know what has been happening out there in space.
We have found signs of life on Venus.
I mean, this is the greatest.
Let me bring it back. Okay. Let me bring it back a little bit, okay? So what we have found, or Jane Graves, I should say, has found with the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope, is a gas called phosphine that on Earth is produced by microbes. She has found that in the clouds of Venus, a planet that could not be more inhospitable for life. It's hot enough to melt lead on the surface. There are clouds of sulfuric acid. It's a real hellish world. And yet she has found this gas that cannot be explained by any known method of production except for this possibility of life. And that is incredibly exciting. We haven't found life. I need to repeat that. But we have one of the best signs of life that I've seen in years, and it's on the least likely planet you could imagine.
So, Alan, I zoned out a bit, but you're saying there's life on Venus that's going to invade Earth in the next 24 hours. Is that right?
Sammy, we got to get there first. We have to now get to Venus first and preempt this attack. So,
I'm watching War of the Worlds on SBS at the moment, which is like, you know, so I'm perhaps a little more heightened than others as far as the possibility of alien life.
Yes, I don't think we need fear these aliens just yet. It's important to realize that, you know, the signal is tantalizing. In fact, it's more than that. I mean, we're all losing our minds in the astronomy community, but we are going to have to follow this up. And the next step, of course, is to expand out all the other possibilities that could produce this phosphine gas, try to rule out anything else. Extraordinary claims do require extraordinary evidence. But imagine if this is confirmed, it means we may see the missions to Venus that have long been dreamed of, where giant balloons float through the air of Venus as at 50 kilometers from the surface, the temperature has dropped until it's actually quite Earth-like. It's quite pleasant and balmy. I mean, the clouds are still full of sulfuric acid.
So let's pause you. You said like we've all dreamed of these balloons. I haven't ever had that dream. What's this Venus balloon you're describing?
Oh, this is a wonderful mission. It's called Havoc. It was designed by NASA. And the idea is there's this band, as I say, about 50 kilometers above the surface where the conditions have become almost Earth-like in terms of temperature and pressure. And it is in that band that we would hope to float giant airships and even have them as crewed airships where people sit below and sort of look out and admire the clouds. And those balloons would actually be able to take samples of the air and see, are there microbes in the Venusian air? This is all just become a more possible future as a result of Jane's discoveries that were released this morning.
Well, I'm excited by proxy because I trust you to tell me that this is genuinely a development and not a headline. And it sounds legitimately thrilling for the scientific community and us as Earthlings, Alan. But the idea of floating around Venus in a balloon, I mean, how close is Venus to Australia? Is it even accessible? How far away, should I say?
Venus only takes a few months to get there. Venus is closer than Mars.
Okay, so
yeah, but you say closer.
How far away, though? If you had to put a figure on it, Alan, if you had like a big number on it, how far away would Venus be?
Oh, look, it can get as close as... It can actually get, I think, as close as about 40 million kilometers. So,
40 million kilometers? That's a very big number.
It's a very big number.
Big numbers, Duffy, bringing a big headline this morning. I'm not going to keep you any longer because you probably have a day full of media as a leading astrophysicist. I wish you nothing but joy and happiness on this life-affirming day.
Thank you so much, Sammy. And keep looking up at the sky now and wonder and believe.